21-year-old Ukrainian Julia Trachuk had only 1 year left to complete her master's in marketing in Kyiv before Russia invaded her country. Fearing for her safety, her parents put her on the last train to the Polish capital, Warsaw.
We drove for more than 24 hours in this train, and it was terrible to see how many people want to leave the country.
Her aunt in Melbourne then arranged for her to flee to Australia. Julia's 16-year-old cousin Nicola recalls their reunion.
It was really surreal, to be honest, especially since I hadn't seen her for so long and I didn't think that this is the circumstance I would see her in. It was quite an emotional reunion.
That was 3 weeks ago. Julia is still coming to terms with how quickly her life has been turned upside down. She hopes to return to some sort of normality by continuing her studies in Australia. But while on a tourist visa, that's not allowed. So she plans to apply for a humanitarian visa soon.
I know that in another country, in Poland, Germany, Canada or another, students have they can continue their study. So if I can do it the same in Australia, I will be very happy.
Since the invasion of Ukraine began, more than 6,000 temporary visas have been granted by Australia to Ukrainian refugees. More than 1,600 have arrived. It's estimated hundreds of university students are among them. Academics across the country have united to call for Australian universities to help. Monash University's Slava Kitaev, a Russian dissident, wrote an open letter and has so far gathered more than 100 signatures of leading academics.
The academic world needs to stand up and take responsibility for those young people because they are the future.
The letter was sent to 18 major universities across the country. So far, the ANU and La Trobe University have committed to establishing Ukrainian-specific scholarships. Other universities are offering support through existing refugee scholarship programs. Providing scholarships isn't the only action Australian universities are taking. Many with research collaborations with Russian universities have completely severed ties in protest against Russia's invasion of Ukraine. ANU's Vice Chancellor Brian Schmidt saying our decision may not be much, indeed it seems tragically insufficient, but given the dangers of an ever-escalating conflict, it is what we can and should do now. The majority of the Ukrainian university students in Australia are women, as men are required to stay behind and fight, swapping their pens for guns and their classrooms for the front lines. Catalina Flores, SBS News.